神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're going to conclude our subject of friendship this time, but we're going to talk a little bit today about how friends are loyal and trustworthy.
我们仍然继续谈我们的这个友谊，朋友跟朋友之间的关系。那我们今天要谈的重点是朋友之间呢的忠诚还有信任。
When you have a real friendship, which means you can trust your secrets, whether they're great or small, and you'll know that your friend won't break your confidence.
所谓真正的朋友就是不管你心里的大小秘密，你都觉得很值得去信任对方，跟他分享。
Sometimes when you have a friend that it seems like you are growing closer to that friend,
有时候呢，你有一个朋友，然后呢，你们越来越知心，越来越靠近。
It might be good to watch your relationship together to see if that friend, if you tell them something, that they tell someone else.
那你要从一点来确定一下，就是当你跟他讲你的秘密的时候，讲一些事情，他是不是会对别人去讲你的事情呢？
So therefore then you recognize that this is a person you cannot make a deep friendship with because they are not careful about beingquiet or confidential about what you've said.
如果是这样的话，那你就知道说这样的朋友不能太近交。为什么？因为呢，他实在是会把你的事情讲出去，所以呢，你不能太信任。
My mother has a very hard time in keeping a secret.
我妈妈自己呢，就是很难保持秘密的人。
When she was young, there was a friend of her that came and said, Listen, I'm getting married, but don't tell anyone else.
那有一个她的朋友年轻的时候来告诉她说呢，她快要结婚了，但是告诉她妈妈，交代她说不能去告诉别人。
And as soon as she told her, my mother called over to another friend and said, Do you know what? Mary's getting married.
那一下子呢，她妈妈马上就打电话给另外一个朋友说呢，你知道吗？某某人要结婚了。
Now, my mother didn't even wait or didn't even do it behind her back. She did it right in front of her.
那她呢，在要结婚这个朋友还没有走以前，就赶快打电话去跟别人讲了。
So I think it would be very hard sometimes for my mother to have a confident friend that she has to keep their confidence.
所以像对我妈这种特性的人呢，可能很难有人呢会想对她讲秘密，对她会信任。
Then there's other people who find a joy in knowing things about others.
有一些人呢，他就是喜欢去挖人家的底，就是喜欢去知道人家的里面的事情，他以此为乐。
Many people might feel that the more secrets they know, the more they're approved by others.
有时候呢，他们会觉得好像他知道对方的秘密越多，好像越被肯定。
But when they feel like that they have to tell what their friend has said, then they've gone too far.
但是如果他们知道的秘密却把这些秘密告诉别人的话，那就太过分了。
You don't have to be so smart.That you can't understand that if a person tells you a secret about a friend, that they'll tell your secret to a friend also.
你应该可以知晓说，如果一个人把别人的秘密告诉你的话，同时他也会把你的秘密告诉别人。
So I think we should look at this thing called confidence.
所以我们应该好好来谈这个相信的问题。
Now, I'm talking about the fact of someone telling you something and you holding that and not telling anyone else so they can have confidence in you.
我的意思是说呢，当有人告诉你他的秘密的时候呢，然后你就不告诉人家，这样的话，对方就对你有这种信任。
I think we should count it an honor that our friend would trust us with information they feel is very important.
当朋友们可以告诉我们重要的一些里面的消息的时候呢，我们应该以此为荣。
So you see, when they have proven that you are a person like that, then they can tell you something and know that you're not going to hurt them.
如果你被肯定、被信任是一个可以告诉你事情的人的话，那他们就愿意告诉你。然后呢，避免被伤害。
And when your friend sees you're like this, they will give way to the fact of becoming very intimate, knowing they can trust you.
之后在这种信任的关系建立之下呢，你们越来越会越亲近。
Trust and loyalty is beautiful.
信任跟忠诚是很美的。
When they go hand in hand, there's no better combination.
没有比这个信任跟忠诚两者之间呢，坚纯更美的事情。
So if you're going to build really intimate relationship with someone that you really begin to feel you can trust, then you'll see how trust and loyalty go hand in hand.
如果你真的愿意跟某一个朋友建立更靠近、更亲近的这种至交的关系的话，你就会发现所谓的忠诚跟信任彼此是要相辅相成的。
In a healthy friendship relationship, friends are equals.
健康健全的知交朋友关系是彼此是相等的。
One person isn't always dominant.
不能有一个人想要来掌控另外一个人。
And the other person isn't always submissive.
也没有说另外一个人总是是那个顺服的人。
Now, many times we...are attracted to the opposite of our tendencies.
我们有一种这种本能呢，会去交跟我们完全不同特性的人做朋友。
A person that's very quiet may really like someone who is always talking and joking and laughing.
比如说一个很安静的人呢，可能很喜欢去交那种总是在开玩笑而且很健谈的人。
But a good relationship...is one where you may be quiet, but you're able to express yourself anytime, and the other one is able to keep quiet while they listen to what you have to say.
要建立好这种彼此的友谊关系的话，即使你是安静的人，要容许你自己有机会去表达，而那一位健谈总是很能够说话的那个人呢，也要有安静的时候。
A friend does not try to rule your life.
朋友是不能想要来就是好像管理，好像要掌控你的人生的。
One writer wrote this little poem.
有一个作家这样说
Don't walk in front of me, I might not follow.
他这样子写说呢，不要走在我的前面，因为我不一定会跟你。
Don't walk behind me, I may not lead.
也不要走在我的后面，因为呢，我不一定会引着你。
Walk beside me and be my friend.
就走在我的旁边，成我的朋友。
Relationships, including friendship, involves a balance of power.
所谓的建立关系或者是朋友的关系呢，是包括权力的平衡。
So we see that as friendship grows, both sides need to grow together.
当这种友谊增长的时候呢，彼此两边也要增长。
If you don't grow together so that you have a balance of power between you, then the friendship will do one of two things. It will either end or it will just stagnate.
如果朋友的关系彼此的这种权力没有平衡的话，那会有两个现象。或许呢，这个友谊就结束了，不然的话就停在那里，没有什么进展。
Let me give you an example of what we mean here.
我要给你一个例子来解释。
Two friends are going together and enjoying one another.
两个朋友在一起彼此非常的享受。
They share, and they one helps and complements the other, and the other in another area complements and helps the other friend.
他们彼此分享，而且呢彼此鼓励。
But now we have a friend that decides that she's going to do something, maybe go take a course and learn something different.
那其中有个朋友呢，就想要去学东西。
And she takes that course and she enjoys it and she begins to take another course.
那因为她去学了第一个课程的时候呢，她很喜欢，又继续了第二个课程。
And then when she comes to her friend, it's a sense that she begins to talk about her course and what she's learning and how she's enjoying it.
那当然她很喜欢就去跟她的朋友讲她学了什么东西。
It seems to leave the friend out.
那这样的话呢，另外一个朋友就跟她谈不起来了。
They don't know how to answer. They don't know what to do, what to say to her.
因为呢，她不晓得该怎么回答她。
And then in this, her friend gets some other friends.
那这个很享受课程的朋友就又找了另外一个朋友
meets other people
也碰到其他的朋友了
and she starts talking about her other friends and they begin to invite her out
那她也一样的跟其他的朋友来谈这些她很喜欢的课程然后他们就一起出去
now here comes a crisis point
那在这里有一个危机
is she going to turn another way with these other friends and the other interests she has, or is she going to help to develop her friend and help her to grow an interest and at least a knowledge of it and draw her in with the other friends?
这个危机就是呢，她是要找新的朋友，让她可以分享她喜欢的啊这些领域，还是她要帮助她的以前这个好友，让她可以成长，而且呢跟她有同样的一种兴趣。
This can really develop into something very good for the friend who doesn't have the interest yet.
那这个对那个本来没有兴趣的那个朋友呢，对他是一个很好的一个发展，一个增长。
Because she loves her friend, she begins to look into what her friend is so interested in now.
那因为呢，她爱她的朋友，所以呢，也开始对她朋友所喜欢的产生兴趣。
She's willing to join the activities of her friend that now her new friends, and they become her friends too.
而且呢，也愿意去参与她的新的领域，包括她有新的朋友，她愿意能够参与进去。
If she doesn't do this, there is a good possibility that jealousy will take hold.
如果不是这样的话，很有可能就会产生嫉妒了。
See, now they are not balanced. The one is growing and going in another direction, and if the other one doesn't try to work along with her, jealousy, and then she feels like that there is something between them.
那这个问题就出于没有平衡，因为呢，一个人往哪一个方面去增长，另外一个人呢，停在那边，所以因为这样子呢，另外一个人又想去找新的朋友，就因为这样就产生了嫉妒。
There is no place for jealousy in a friendship.
友情之间不应该有嫉妒。
When it comes in, there is really a lot of conflict.
因为嫉妒一进来的话，矛盾冲突就产生了。
Arguments begin.
争执也产生了。
And then the other one begins to say, you don't pay more attention to me.
另外一方会这样来抱怨说没有给他足够的注意力跟时间。
And in this way, as it keeps on, it soon the friendship will be broken.
如果继续这样下去的话，友谊、友情是会破裂的。
So the girl that has the feeling of jealousy needs to ask herself three questions when that emotion seems to take hold of her.
如果朋友之中的一个人已经有了这种嫉妒的情绪的话，那问自己三个问题。
Do I need to feel jealous about this?
我真的需要为这个事情嫉妒吗？
My friend has asked me to come along and just join her friends.
我的朋友不是带着我啊，容许我去参与他的朋友圈子吗？
And she's been trying to help me to understand this thing that interests her so much.
她也帮助我，让我去对她所讲的有兴趣。
Then you may ask yourself the question, don't I have a choice here?
那再问自己一个问题，就是难道我没有选择吗？
Yes, you do.
当然有。
You can tell your friend, you know, I'm really not interested in this area.
你可以告诉他说我真的是对这个没有兴趣。
So I'm going to let you feel free the times that you want to go on with the interest.
所以呢，你就容许对方跟他说呢，你就很自由的去学你想要的。
And we'll find time, other times to be together.
那我们可以找别的时间在一起。
The third question that they can ask themselves is, what does she or he have that is more important than our friendship?
第三个问题要问的就是对方有什么比我们友谊之间更重要的呢？
And then as the person evaluates, they recognize that the friend has really grown in an area that is really very good.
那后来你就发现呢，找到答案就是呢，对方在哪一个方面很有兴趣，就学得很好。
And this is really part of life.
那这个是生命的过程。
So I just need to be able to control my feelings and allow my friend to do in the area that they want, and I can do in the areas that I want.
那这样的话，我们就要控制自己的情绪，容许对方去学他想学的，我自己也有权利来学我自己想学的。
You have actually chosen to be who and what you are.
你自己决定你要成为怎么样的人，或者是你是谁。
Therefore, you don't have any reason to be jealous of anyone.
事实上呢，我们对别人没有任何的理由去嫉妒对方。
And once you answer these three questions, you will probably realize nothing is more important than your friendship.
事实上，当你好好的问自己这三个问题的时候，你会发现呢，还有什么比你们之间的友谊更重要的？
You may decide to go along with your friend and become interested in this subject that now she's interested in.
你也可以决定说呢，从现在开始呢，你要好好的去研究或者去学习你的朋友所兴趣的这个领域。
Or you may allow your friend to go on in this interest she has, and you will go on in another interest.
那或许你也可以容许他继续的去喜欢他要学的，然后你也要喜欢你自己要学的。
But the friendship bond is still there.
不管怎么样，两个人友情还是存在。
So remember, the fact that friendship is an equal thing.
记得友情友谊是平等的。
You have to give and take in certain areas of your friendship.
有时候你给，有时候你要接纳，有一些方面呢，你要接受的。
But if your friendship is important to you, then hang on to it.
如果你认为你们的友情友谊是很重要的，那么你就要继续的持守。
How many of us really feel close to a person who's always strong?
有哪一个人对一个很刚烈的个性的人觉得你可以靠近他呢？
Actually, there are very few people like that.
事实上很少人可以的。
But those that you feel that way, those that always act strong and look strong is because they don't reveal their feelings.
那事实上那一些让你觉得他们很刚烈很强很刚强的人呢，事实上他们是不表达他们的感受的。
Those that are strong make you feel very weak sometimes.
因为那些很个性很强烈很刚强的人呢，会让你觉得好像你自己很软弱。
It's like they know all the answers. They have all the strength. And you have such weaknesses in certain areas.
就好像对方呢总是有答案，而且呢很非常的刚强，然后呢跟他比起来你就很软弱，你就没有答案。
But actually, this person would be far better off if they could reveal themselves in their conversation with those who are friends or even relationships and families.
那这些显得很刚强的人呢，如果他们可以对他们的朋友或者是家人多一点的这种表达他们的感受的话，那就更好。
Sometimes it is very hard for a person to trust others, so they don't say how they feel.
这个很刚烈刚强的人呢，有时候呢是因为他本身是很难信任别人去表达自己的。
And then there are those who just cannot express.
那有的人是因为他根本没有办法表达。
Maybe they're too proud to let you know how weak they feel.
或许呢，因为很自负，不想让别人知道他的感受，他的软弱。
Maybe they want to give the appearance of being strong.
还是说呢，他们想要强装成一种很强的这种形象。
And of course, there are those who just do not know how to have a conversation that deals with their feelings.
那有些人呢，他真的是不知道该怎么样来表达他的感受。
Now let's see if we can help in this area.
那我们来看看能不能在这方面呢有一些帮助。
Conversation can be divided into three categories.
对话沟通可以分成三个领域。
We can have a conversation of the facts.
我们可以只讲事实。
Or we can have a conversation of opinions.
我们也可以在事实上加上想法。
Or a conversation of our emotions.
或者是呢情绪。
Let me give you an example of what I mean.
我给你一个例子。
Now, my friend Jane had dinner with her friend, and she told me this.
我的朋友珍妮呢跟她的朋友在一起晚餐，所以呢她就跟我讲了这段话。
Sally and I had dinner together last night.
她告诉我说昨天晚上她跟莎莉呢去吃了晚餐。
Now, my friend was telling me the facts.
我的朋友告诉我事实。
So this was a conversation of facts.
那这种对话呢，这种讲话就是一种事实的说话。
Now, I could say my friend and I had another type of conversation.
那我也可以说另外，他有另外一种的领域的这种对话。
A conversation of opinion.
他对于这个晚餐的意见。
She could tell me that Sally and I talked last night over dinner.
他也可以跟我说呢，他跟莎莉昨天晚上去吃晚餐的时候呢，两个人呢谈了一些话。
I don't really think she's going to marry John.
珍妮跟我说她的朋友莎莉不会嫁给约翰的。
I knew that John was her brother.
那我知道约翰是珍妮的哥哥。
And she was giving me an opinion about her to be sister-in-law.
所以现在珍妮等于在对我说关于她的想法，她的意见，就是她的哥哥跟这个莎莉的关系。
Now, I want to tell you about an emotion conversation about the same thing.
那接下去呢、啊、对话是属于情绪的部分。
My friend might come to me and say, I feel really depressed after I had dinner with Sally last night.
珍妮可以这样对我说，昨天晚上跟莎莉吃过饭后呢，我心里面很难过。
I feel pretty certain that she's not going to marry my brother John now.
现在我很确定她一定不会嫁给我哥哥约翰了。
I know this will break his heart, and that hurts me.
那我知道这个会让我哥哥很伤心的，这样的话我也很难过。
And I'm also sorry that she won't be in our family.
我会很遗憾的，因为莎莉不能成为我家里面的一员。
Okay, now we see these three conversations that I had with my friend.
所以你可以听到啊，我跟我的朋友之间的三段对话。
Now you can see the one that expresses the real feelings of my friend.
然后你可以看到哪一段是我的朋友珍妮的真正那种情绪的表达。
Not just telling me the fact.
不只告诉我事实。
Not just giving me her opinion.
也不是只有告诉我她的想法。
But when she tells me her emotions, I really know how my friend feels.
那当她讲出她的感受的时候，我就知道她的感觉是怎么样。
I was saying that with a strong person who always seems strong, they may just give you the facts.
那我刚才提到这种很刚强的、刚烈的个性的人呢，讲话时候或许只给你事实。
And they may give you an opinion.
有时候也给一些意见。
But they don't give you their feelings.
但是他们不讲这个情绪的部分。
You see, we feel closer to those who give us their feelings.
通常我们会对那种讲表达他们的情绪的那些人呢，会觉得好像比较亲近一点。
Because I would be very sorry for my friend, who wanted this girl to be her sister-in-law and didn't like the idea of hurting her brother.
那我会听到我的朋友他对于对方呢不想嫁给他哥哥呢这种难过的情绪。
And as I would show her my feelings that I feel so sorry about it.
那当然我也回应说我觉得很啊为你很难过。
I would feel needed by my friend because she shared this with me.
那当他对我讲这样的他心里面的难过的时候呢，我有这种机会来跟他表达这种难过的时候呢，就让我感觉他需要我的安慰。
So you can understand how friendship will deepen and become more precious as we're able to show our feelings one to another.
所以你可以发现呢，朋友要晋升的啊，这种友情要晋升的话，这种情感或者是情绪的表达跟交流呢，是很重要的。
Oh, it makes you feel so good when you can just unload to a dear friend and know they care and feel and you can express yourself. It does wonders for you.
当你可以很释怀的 来跟对方讲你心里面的感觉的时候，然后呢，对方也真的是关心你，或者是对你真的是在意的话，了解的话，那真是很棒的事情。
I had a friend that would often call me, with little problems with her children.
我有个朋友呢，每一次碰到教养的问题，教养孩子的问题呢，他就会打电话给我。
Or she would call me and express her joys when they accomplish something.
如果呢，他有一些好的事情，他很高兴的时候，他也会打电话给我。
This made her feel very good that she could share this with me.
那当他可以很敞开的跟我谈这些时候呢，他觉得很好。
And actually, I enjoyed her children growing up and felt I knew them so well.
那我也很享受他这样跟我讲，因为看着他的孩子长大呢，我觉得呢，他的孩子们好像我在参与他们孩子的成长。
This is the beauty of friendship.
这个是友谊的美。
You know, many times people want you to read their mind.
很多时候呢，别人呢想要你去了解他们在想什么。
There are some married women and men, no doubt, who feel that their husband or wife should know what they need.
特别是那一些结婚的男女呢，就是夫妻呢。对方呢总是想说呢，你应该要懂得他在想什么，他需要什么。
One day, a man was talking to some of his friends about the fact that his wife would not ride with him when he rode on the bicycle.
有一次呢，有一个丈夫呢告诉他的朋友说呢，他的太太从来不跟他一起骑脚踏车。
One man said, "Did you ask her to ride with you?"
那另外他的朋友就说呢，你有没有要求他跟你一起骑呢？
And he said, of course not. I didn't tell her. We've been married all these years. She should know.
那这个丈夫就说呢，我为什么要告诉他，我们已经结婚那么久了，他应该知道他，我希望他跟我一起骑。
So many times this becomes misunderstandings between husbands and wives and friends.
很多时候这个在夫妻之间，在朋友之间呢，都会成为误会。
They think we should read their minds.
人总是认为对方应该要懂得我在想什么。
The person that thinks that way truly has not become an adult.
如果你这样想，别人就应该知道你想什么的话，那这个人呢，实在是不成熟的人。
People need to know what you need.
对方他需要你去跟他讲你需要什么。
Don't expect them to read your mind and know what you want.
不要期待对方可以知道你心里想要的是什么。
Because you will be disappointed when they do not meet that need.
因为他们如果没有去迎合你的需要的话，你就会很失望。
So as a friend and with your friend, you must express your needs one to another.
那身为朋友，那你有这样的一个需要去跟对方表达你的需要。
Now you might say, well, that's a risk for me to ask my friend to express my need to them.
那有时候我们会觉得说这样子要跟对方讲说我要什么，有时候这样是一个好像一个冒险。
You could be turned down, I know, or you could be hurt.
因为我们会被拒绝或会受到伤害。
But it's the only way that you can be honest with one another and forthright with one another is to tell what you need.
但是唯一能够让对方了解，而且呢彼此呢可以提供，就是你要去告诉他你的需要。
So don't expect them to be mind readers.
所以不要期待对方，你不讲他就知道你的想法是什么。
In this discussion on friendship, I trust you begin to see first the value of friendship.
当我们谈这些关于知交友谊的建立的时候呢，首先你要知道友谊是重要的。
And how these things will help.And you're growing.
而且呢，有哪一些可以帮助友谊的成长的
？God can help you.
神可以帮助你。
And I trust that you will take on friendship and enjoy every bit of it.
我希望你享受你的友谊。
恕我心曲这个节目。是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱。台湾高雄13-40号信箱， 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。